Sportstalk 1050 WTK, the ticket online, WTK.com, the best show in the world.
It's endorsed by Bill Clinton and all the presidents before him.
Every president listens in. We're highly tweeted about. Hey, by the way, happy birthday, Dallas Cooper. Do you know it's Dallas Cooper's birthday?
No. But happy birthday to him.
There you go. So, Michigan basketball. Not the men. We're talking women's now. Because, well, they're ranked 13th.
Well, were.
But for how long? Yeah. Past Thursday night, had a huge home game against the Purdue Boilermakers. And I don't know what happened. Jay-Z, I don't know what happened yesterday. Or on Thursday, I should say.
Yeah, let's just say it was a heartbreaker.
Yeah.
81-79 was the final.
Yep. Had to go into overtime. Michigan had, at one point, had a 16-point lead in the game.
Yeah.
Had a 16-point lead, I believe, going into the fourth quarter. And it just seemed like they let off of the gas. Or they ran out of gas.
Yeah, it's one of those two. Because, yeah, they ended regulation, Purdue did, on a 16-0 run to tie the game up with 0.7 seconds remaining.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so 0.7. You still have a chance. It's got to be something quick.
Yep. At the same time, with 0.7 seconds, the only way you really hope you can get something off is if you inbound it and someone kind of taps it backwards, or maybe the guy that's on the clock is a little slow clicking, the time on.
But we do now know that you can actually throw it to the hoop as someone saying out of bounds, and it counts, meaning that all you have to do is there's no goaltending. All you have to do is have one of the ladies tip it in.
Ah.
If you have anyone that can get up there above the rim.
Well.
You know that now.
Not the more you know.
So obviously, they inbound the ball, and guess what happens?
The time ran out, right?
Nope.
Oh.
Kayla Robbins was fouled.
Ooh. Now, and I do remember this now because I was actually here.
You were actually here.
I was here. I just wasn't paying attention, apparently. But so,
she headed the line with 0.3 to go. Obviously, that means 0.3. There's nothing you can do. I think that's the smallest point. There's nothing Purdue can do. So right. All they have to do
is you just got to hit one.
Hit one, game over. All you got to do is pretty much throw the second one into the crowd.
Yeah.
I think. Well, I don't know, you can't, because that would be a tack.
Yeah, you'd have to at least hit the rim.
Yeah.
Now, first one, it went in, right?
No, it was long.
So then, you just got to hit one.
Right.
So, second one, that one did not go in either.
Nope, it was long as well.
So it went to overtime, and on the broadcast, Parks actually had mentioned, Matt Parks, who is the play-by-play man for Wins Basketball.
Yeah.
Gave you a shout-out, if I'm not mistaken.
Last name just Park.
Yep.
You give him Parks, because it's Michigan.
Yep. Well,
Kroger's, yeah. Yep. Myers.
Pluralize it.
Walgreens.
His exact words to Jenny Ryan were, this is almost reminiscent of the WNIT game. And he was talking about the game against Georgia Tech, where there was like 0.1 seconds left on the clock when a foul occurred. Two shots to put it away for Georgia Tech to win the WNIT championship. And they couldn't do it. And he's like, this is almost reminiscent. This is almost an exact same occurrence that happened in Detroit.
Right.
And it basically happened. It just was only one overtime.
Yeah, it just felt like, man, you're so close, and really, it's more likely they just ran out of gas. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Purdue made some changes, but it was the pink game for them, and I think that sometimes gives you an extra lift. Obviously, that I thought that would help them before the game. Excuse me, and they go to overtime, and I'm like, all right, this is kind of the crescendo. Maybe they've been saving something in the tank. Yeah, you didn't want it to get that bad. You didn't want to end up with a tie at the end.
Right.
But this is maybe where Purdue's been trying so hard that now you have that chance. Michigan has the lead, 79-77, with a minute 22 to go. But then Purdue comes down, hits a three-pointer, and that's the last time Michigan had the lead.
That's right. And Michigan did have a couple chances at the end there to try to at least tie it up to send it to a second overtime. And it just, the old homage says, ball don't lie.
No, ball don't lie.
Ball didn't lie. The ball was very truthful and just would not drop. The ball seemed to be a little bit larger than the hoop. And it was 81-79. The final, Michigan dropped to 9-5 on the season. 8-3 in the Big Ten. Purdue improves to 15-8 in the overall, 6-3 in the Big Ten. One of the stats when I looked at the stat line after the game, Caitlin Flaherty only 3-for-11 from 3-point land. She's usually money from 3-point.
Well, it depends on how they're guarding her and where she's getting the ball at too. You know what I'm saying? Like if she's moving around, she's getting off screens, getting off that, then it's easier for her. If Purdue obviously had someone. I mean, Caitlin still had 24 points.
True.
You know, maybe she had to. If they were guarding her very well there, she had to kind of go for the layup. Hallie Thome, 20 points, and then freshman Hallie Brown, 18. Ring it up.
Ring it up.
Yahtzee.
But obviously, that just wasn't up. Dominique Oden with the game-high 26 points in the game. And Carissa McLaughlin, she's not the one that talks about the dogs at the animal shelters. 21 points in the game. And then Lamina Cooper, 18 in the contest. As the game went on, it really was turning out to be Purdue's game.
Yeah, because obviously, Michigan still shot 51% from the field, 34 for 66. Only got to the free throw line only 6 times, though.
Yep, and half of those free throws came in from the hands of Caitlin Flaherty, as far as, she made all 3 of hers.
Yeah.
It was just unfortunate that, Kayla Robbins and Haley Brown just could not, get theirs to drop. But, yeah, I mean, really the big thing, like I said, it was just running out of gas in that game, late in the game against Purdue. Now they have to bounce back, and they do that today against a Rutgers team who, Jay-Z, what's their record?
Why you just go at me like that, dog?
I'm just asking you.
Why you gotta go at me like that?
How about I ask Jacob? Jacob, what is the Rutgers?
Well, my computer shut down.
Oh,
well, you got magical abilities to ask me questions?
Apparently, I do. Well, Jacob's sitting back, all calm and collected. Jacob. What is Rutgers' record?
No idea.
Where is Rutgers located at?
Piscataway, New Jersey.
There we go. Rutgers, 5-5 in the Big Ten, 17-7 overall. Is this a tournament team that you would think?
No.
No? Jacob, would you think this is a tournament team?
Could be.
Allow me to break down some Rutgers for you real quick, okay? Their worst loss, as I kind of go through myself, they're on a 4-game losing streak for the record. Is that good?
No,
that's not good. As they're probably right now, their worst loss right now looks like at Penn State losing by 3, or you can go at Indiana losing by 6 in the contest. But today, 2:00, Michigan at Rutgers. What do you think the keys to the game is for Michigan?
It's Caitlin. She's going back home first time. It's I don't believe they've only played one time. So Caitlin going home, I think she'll have a giant game. So obviously you gotta get bounced back, because there was at times where I thought they could win the Big Ten outright, because I thought Maryland was gonna have a very tough road. Who's the number one team? It's not Maryland.
What? In the Big Ten?
Yeah, who's the Big Ten, standings-wise?
Maryland is number one right
now. Okay, so it was. I'm sorry, Maryland.
It's okay.
Sorry, my computer shut down. Maryland, I think that they had a chance to outdo them because Maryland had a tough schedule the rest of the year. But right now, it looks like maybe a tie for those two teams going in. But, yeah, they'll be at the rack today in Piscataway. But, obviously, Caitlin going home. She grew up in Point Pleasant. So, obviously, and then also Nicole Munger. She's from Pennsylvania. Dunstan's from Maryland. Same with Robin. So there are a lot of ladies hail from the East Coast. And also somebody named Kim Burns-Arico. She'll be making the trip back home, too, after growing up in Mastic Beach, New York. And living in New Jersey before coming to the University of Michigan in what year, Ms.?
2012.
Correct. Ding, ding, ding.
That was a guess, by the way.
Good job.
But, yeah, only 5 games remaining for the Wolverines. 3 on the road at Rutgers today. Thursday night, home against Northwestern. At Michigan State next Sunday. And then at Minnesota on Valentine's Day, the 14th. And they wrap up the regular season at home, senior night, against the first-place Big Ten leaders, the Maryland Terrapins. Jay-Z, what do you think the record for the last five will be?
I think 5-0. I'm going to go 5-0. I think this game, obviously there's a lot more at stake for the game. They're looking for their 20th win. It would make their 7th straight 20-win campaign, 10th overall for the Wolverines. Did you know that?
I did not. Dropping knowledge.
6 in a row. Obviously, 5 under Kim Barnes-Arrico.
Mm-hmm.
Longest in history.
Yep.
With one more win, the senior class, Jillie Dunston, Caitlin Flattery, can tie the 2017 senior class of Sierra Thompson and Danielle Williams as the winningest class in program history at 89 victories.
Wow.
This will be a low-scoring game today.
Okay.
I don't think they'll get into the 70s, either team.
Mm-hmm.
Both teams are very good defensively because of that. I believe Rutgers leads the Big Ten in scoring defense. I think it's like 57, something like that, 58. So Michigan, I think, is right behind that at like 61. So, yeah, I'm going to say for this game, I'm going to say 65-61.
Okay.
Michigan. So I like that. Hallie Thome's going to be on the inside. I think she's going to score a lot of points. I think she'll at least get 20 points. I think they'll do this, but it's going to be a tough game. Obviously, we're playing in the rack. 5-0 for the rest of the games.
Jacob Babbitt, what do you think the record is for the last five for Michigan?
I'll give them 5-0 as well. I think the only question mark I feel on the schedule is Maryland the last game. I think that'll be a close one, but since it's senior night, I think they'll step up and get a big win there.
Okay. You know what? I don't want to go against you guys. So I think you're right. I think 5-0 to wrap up the regular season. The Maryland one, that's going to be a tough one. I mean, Michigan still has a chance at the Big Ten championship.
They do. But I thought Maryland would lose maybe one or two going into that last to where we were playing each other.
Uh-huh.
That even if they beat Michigan in that last game, Michigan still was going to win it outright.
Do you think Michigan wins the Big Ten championship?
I still do, but I think it's going to be, they're going to have to share it.
Okay. Babbitt, do you think they win it?
Yeah, I'd probably see it being a share, if anything. Again, being two games down, or two games back of first place,
mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff does have to happen in kind of a small time frame, with, only five games left for Michigan. I think if anything, it's going to be a shared title this year.
And the last time they played Rutgers was 2016, so...
Wow, it's been that long.
Yeah, December 28th, though, 2016. They've played each other five times. What do you think their record is, Miz?
I want to say it's 4-1.
Who's leading what?
I'm assume that's Rutgers leading it.
Correct.
Because they've got the Hall of Fame coach, Vivian Stinger, still coaching for the Rutgers Scarlet Knights.
Yahtzee,
indeed. So let's take one more break. When we come back. Today there's some big game going on that has nothing.
Puppy Bowl.
The Puppy Bowl. Puppy Bowl 16 is happening today. But after that, there's another big game that a lot of people gamble on. You know what that is?
Dallas plays Detroit in hockey?
Is that happening today?
The Tecmo Bowl?
Yeah, the Tecmo Bowl. No, it's the finish to Madden Bowl, the Madden Bowl 2018. But after the break, we will break down the game, the big game, the 52nd edition that's happening up where?
Minnesota.
That's right. We'll talk about the Super Bowl on the other side here on the Playground WTK, The Ticket.